Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 11th of July, 1970. The degree you receive at the confluence age is that of the perfect angel, having the qualities of being knowledgeful, faithful, successful, powerful, and serviceable. Today, Bab Dada is seeing what degree each student has attained from studying. What degree do you receive from this study? Are you yet to receive a degree, or have you already received it? After you study, you receive a degree. So what will you receive at this confluence age? The degree of the confluence age is the perfect angel, the Avyakt angel, whereas the reward in the future is the deity status. So, the degree of the present time is the perfect Avyakt angel. Bab Dada is seeing what main qualifications of this degree are and to what extent each student is qualified in it. The more someone is qualified, he will accordingly make others qualified too. Those who are qualified will create quality, whereas those who are not qualified will create quantity. So today, Bab Dada is seeing the qualities of each of you. One has to see in which qualities each one is qualified. So here, in the main qualities, Baba is first checking to what extent have you become knowledgeful. Together with your being knowledgeful, Baba is also checking to what extent you are faithful, successful, powerful, and serviceable. If you have all these qualities, then you will receive the degree. So each of you has to check which qualities you have imbibed out of these. To be knowledgeful means to have the full knowledge inculcated in the intellect. The more you are knowledgeful, the more you will be successful. If you are not so successful, it will be understood that knowledge is lacking. What is the reason for not being successful? You are not so faithful. To be faithful means to have faith in the intellect. Firstly, you have to have faith in the self, and secondly, faith in Bab Dada, and thirdly, faith in all the souls of the entire family. When you are faithful and carry out any task having faith in the intellect, then due to having faith in the intellect, there is victory. That is, because you are faithful, you automatically become successful. Every task, every thought, and every word of such a soul will be powerful. Those who are qualified in this way can claim this degree. Do you know what happens if you do not attain the degree? What does the court issue? A decree, that is, a notice. You will either receive a degree or a decree will be issued. A decree will be issued for you to go to the land of Dharmaraj. This is why you must make effort to claim the degree and not be issued the decree. Those who are issued a decree will be ashamed. This is why constantly check as to what extent you have become qualified. This was just the main qualification that was told to you, but there is a long list. There is also the word full as a suffix to each quality. Faithful, powerful, etc. And so, when you are full in everything, in this way, you will receive the degree. All attain success anyway. But are you successful? Are you powerful? Or are you lacking a little of those? You have to check this. Those who are full in these qualities will receive the degree of the perfect Avyakta angel. All of you have kept this aim, have you not? What is the present time? It is now a very delicate time. It is not the time to move along with any fragility. If you continue to move with fragility even during the delicate time, there will be a loss as a result, and therefore you now have to become the image that destroys. You have to adopt a fearsome form. So now, because the time is becoming more and more delicate day by day, you have to become the image that destroys. So what do you have to destroy? Your own sanskars. You now have to adopt a fearsome form for your own sanskars, your own sinful actions, and the sinful souls of the present time, and destroy all of this in 1 second. It is said for Shankar that he opened his eye and destruction took place in 1 second. This is a sign of the task of the image that destroys evil. By adopting your fearsome form, the drishti you give anyone should be able to destroy the sinful sanskars. So now, you have to adopt a fearsome form for your own sinful actions and wasteful actions, as well as for sinful souls. You must now not be a loving form. You must be the form of Kali. A fearsome form that destroys evil is needed now. These are the last moments. If you do not adopt the fearsome form even now, then you will not be able to confront either your sinful actions or sinful souls. Now, it is no longer a question of accommodating anything. You must not accommodate your sinful actions, wasteful thoughts, and the sinful activity of sinful souls, but you have to destroy them. You now have to accommodate love and reveal the Shakti form. Shaktis have to adopt 3 things at the same time. 1 is the virtue of motherly love on the forehead. 2, spirituality in their image. And 3, there should be strength in their words. Each word should be such that it finishes the sinful actions and the sinful souls. What will happen when you have imbibed all these 3 at the same time? The sinful actions and the sinful souls will be destroyed. With the vision of the Shaktis, sinful souls will tremble with fear. Of what? Of their own sinful actions. So now, become the image that destroys and quickly destroy everything. In some cases, you forget to destroy, that is, sanhar, something, whilst you are decorating yourself, that is, shringar. You have put on many decorations, but now you must destroy evil. You became Master Brahma. You carried out sustenance and also decorated yourself. But now it is the part of destroying evil. Together with the ornaments of the Shaktis and the challenge of the Shaktis, which activity of theirs is remembered? The jingle of the anklets. You have to wear the anklets and dance on the devils. What happens when you dance in this way? Whatever you dance on will be finished and buried. The sign of fearlessness and destruction is the jingle of the anklets. It isn't that the Pandavas have not done this. Pandavas are also the form of Shakti. Both are included in the form of Shakti. So all these three forms are now being carried out in a practical and revealed form. Now, the weak ones are of no use. Weak ones do not go onto a battlefield. Only the brave, courageous ones go there. Now, it is the time to be revealed on the battlefield. Become the form of a brave, courageous Shakti and come to the front in a revealed form. What will happen when you are revealed in this way? There will be a revelation. There will be the revelation of the Father and the children. The more you reveal yourself, the more of a revelation there will be. So, in order to glorify Baba, you have to reveal yourself. If even now you do not say goodbye to your own weaknesses, how will you be the benefactors of the world? This is why you must bid farewell to your own weaknesses now. Then you will be able to become the benefactors of the world. Acha. On meeting groups, what is the special effort you are making at the present time? To give a message is an ordinary thing. In order to become a special soul, you have to carry out a special task. You now have to pay special attention to the special souls of the world. By paying attention to one special soul, that soul will not become special, but you will become special. By paying special attention, you will not waste any of your thoughts or your time. If you accumulate power in this way, you will easily be able to do special service. You now have to finish the old account book and create the new one. There is value for someone to the extent that he is qualified. Valuable things are never placed in an ordinary place. They are placed in a special place. So, keeping the qualifications in front of you, continue to note down to what extent you have become that. When you have reached 60%, the saints will then bow down to you. When they bow down, the jingle of that will reach the ears of everyone far away. The meaning of accurate effort is that you make effort and receive the attainment of that at the same time. This confluence age has a special blessing of making you attain instant fruit. The fruit is also such that you make little effort and receive a great reward. So knowing the speciality of the time, you have to bring about specialities in yourself. If there is any weakness remaining, what is the sign of that weakness? The bow and arrow. If you do not perform wonders, you will receive the bow and arrow. If you miss out on attaining the fruit of even 1 second, then you will not become full, but come into the list of those who fail. Baba was talking to Group 2. Delhi is called Bab Dada's heart. Just as you are able to tell how healthy someone is by his heartbeat, in the same way, there will be the sound of completion from the sound from Delhi. Delhi is the mirror, and so those who are in Delhi have such a huge responsibility. The greater the crown of responsibility, the greater the crown of the golden age. That is called unlimited responsibility. Baba also used to carry out unlimited service whilst living in Madhuban. Each of you has an unlimited responsibility. What is the unlimited intellect like? To think of the unlimited things, to have a relationship and love for the unlimited family, and to consider all the places to be your own, such ones who do this are called the unlimited serviceable ones. Those who do limited service are not called serviceable. Madhuban is called a safe. So which are the jewels that remain in the safe? The most beautiful jewel of all is the jewel of the forehead. There are fewer jewels on the forehead and more jewels of the heart. The jewels that remain in a safe more are the jewels of the forehead. By carrying out your tasks while being yogyukt and having faith in the intellect, you achieve success anyway. If you have the thought in your intellect from the beginning that although you do something, you scarcely receive the reward for it, then this thought also reduces the percentage of faith. If you carry out something whilst having faith in the intellect, you will not fail. When you confront problems, you attain success. Obstacles will come, but you can destroy them with the fire of love. Acha Om Shanti.